7866 right now.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Holly Lowe came up with an interesting question while we were on break, and that was, what if they decide that they want the birth certificate to be gender neutral? And they already do that. California already does not require.
That's right.
And New York is getting ready to vote on it right within a week or two weeks.
Yeah.
The state of New York is voting on whether or not to make option available to check a box, baby born male, female, or
whatever,
no box checked.
Yeah.
That's
absurd.
It is absurd, but unfortunately, those of us that have reasonable minds have just decided to step back and do nothing.
Yeah, and that's been our problem for decades now.
Well,
we've stepped back and let all of this happen.
We've gotten to a point where... for example, someone said to me the other day, are you still opposed to the HRO? Of course I am. But I've resigned myself to the fact that the HRO is, it's law here in Jacksonville.
Right.
And so,
it really actually didn't change much of anything.
No. I mean, we're not reading about things in the newspaper where the panel, what is it, the human rights panel?
Right.
Is bringing this business up on charges or that business up on charges.
It was just part of that incrementalism, that nudging. It was just one more thing that they could put in their notch, the notch in their belt to in Jacksonville, Florida, to move the agenda further and further left. The same people who were in City Hall fighting for the HRO are the same people who are down there fighting against the Second Amendment, fighting against, fighting for the removal of the monuments.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same people.
Well,
it's just incrementalism.
There's a huge push now, and apparently it's starting in the Orlando area to put in some new rules relative to gun purchases.
Right.
And whether or not you can sell a gun, I know he's probably listening, and so I'm gonna just blurt it out, and then the phone will start blowing up, and there'll be death threats on my car, and my tires will be slashed by Blake Harper. But Blake Blake got on the phone one day and just went up one side and down the other regarding how I was turning a blind eye to the encroachment on the Second Amendment by a group that wants to prevent people from selling a gun to a neighbor or a friend or
here
a relative.
Right.
You know, you have to sell it to a gun store, and then that gun store can in turn sell it to that person if they want with a slight markup, you know, or some kind of a carrying and handling fee.
Right.
But it would go through a gun store or through a licensed dealer as opposed to somebody meeting in a Kmart park. Well, there's no Kmart anymore. Meeting in a Sears parking lot. Oh, wait a minute. There's no Sears parking lot. Meeting in a Walmart. Oh yeah, there's always Walmart. Meeting in a Walmart parking lot to sell, you know, a revolver from one guy to another.
Yeah.
To me personally, I don't think that's such a bad idea to prohibit those kind of sales. I think that if somebody wants to buy a weapon, then I'd like to see that person have to go through a dealer or through a store. At the very least, even going through like a pawn shop so that there's some record of who bought that weapon or at least some kind of a... Would you be in favor of mental background checks before gun sales?
I might be, yeah. I mean, and even that, you have to Yeah, you have to be so careful. I mean, what do you call a mental background? Somebody, you know, you've got an ex-wife who keeps calling up and making false accusations. So, as a way to try and get increased child support. I don't know. It would be very, very complicated to do.
Well, the days of Big Brother are rapidly approaching us if they have not already gotten here already.
But I am not in favor of any kind of infringement. I'm really not. I think the people who buy the guns, they're not the ones who are. If you went out and met or bought a gun from your neighbor across the back fence, they're not the people who are going to go. Not if you bought the gun. That are the people that are out there committing these crimes. They didn't go buy a gun.
Well, I can agree with you on that. Now that's not necessarily true. The last big mass shooting we had, the Las Vegas shooting, that gentleman bought every gun he had.
Sometime along the way. I mean, I guess he bought it eventually. You know, way back when.
Yeah.
It's not like he had planned them for forever.
Right, and he had also planned that he spent a couple of days just carrying weapons into that hotel room. He spent a couple of, and look what came out
of
that.
And there's still, but there's so many unanswered questions about all of that.
I agree, but look what came out of that. Because of him, we now have a law, basically, that's picked up by the entire hotel restaurant association operators, MOA. MOA, so it's Motel Hotel Operators Association.
Okay.
If you are paid up, let's say you do a week's worth of rental on a room.
Yes.
And the third day into that week's rental, even though you're paid for a whole week, the third day you've had that do not disturb sign on your door for 3 days. Housekeeping knocks on the door and nobody comes to the door, they can call hotel management or hotel security, use a passkey, go in that room and look around.
Right.
Now, they used the idea that, well, maybe somebody passed away, maybe somebody committed suicide, maybe this is a way of preventing another mass shooting like took place in Las Vegas.
Right.
And, you know, are you really opposed to something like that?
Well, I don't know that that's a law per se. I think that's just a policy or procedure that those motels and hotel owners decided, you know, maybe this would be a good idea.
But is that an infringement on your rights to buy a hotel room for a week and then not let anybody into it?
I don't know.
Right. Well, there are cases that are coming up. Do you own it?
No. I mean, you are renting the space, but I don't know that necessarily preempts the right of the owner of the facility to.
Yes, but there's an appeals court that's currently working on that in Texas right now, which is one of the things that's thrown so many of these college lawsuits into play.
Well,
when you have a dormitory, if you are assigned that dormitory for an entire semester, all of the rights imposed upon a person who owns a home are available to you as a student of that university, unless you agree to sign those rights away. Which is why many of the colleges are saying they can't fight a student having a gun in their room.
Interesting.
Because that is technically their residence. Now, if you look at something like UNF, UNF got around that by saying, yes, you can have your weapon on campus in your car, but you can't have it in the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's going over reasonably well. But there are other lawsuits going on, like the one in Texas, where they are saying that these hotels that are saying they're gun-free zones, you can't bring your weapon inside.
Right.
They can't do that because while you rent that room, it is technically your residence.
It's your room. It's your room. And I can see both sides of that. I don't think that there should be any rule that is allowed to preempt your Second Amendment right.
I agree with you all the way across the board until we get to that point, like Congressman Rutherford was talking about. Sometimes you got to give a little.
Yeah.
I believe that the old West days work really, really well. You stole my horse, I get to shoot you.
Exactly.
That's it. Boom. You mess around with my wife, I get to hang you.
There you go.
And then I get to shoot her. So that's the way it works out well. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. This and so much more when we get back. Coming up in the last 45 minutes of this week's edition. Join us on the backside, won't you?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
Ramona Flea Market has stuff, new stuff, used stuff, fun stuff, kid stuff, stuff to put stuff in, stuff to build stuff with. And who needs all that stuff? You. And what do you do when you have too much stuff? Sell your stuff at Ramona Flea Market. Open every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Book your space now. Call 904-786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm... Yeah, I can't believe that.
What did you do?
Oh, Steve Zone has got me all amped up. He's listening to the show up in
Hi,
the woods of Georgia. And I'm trying to put my little, you know, the phone's got a little kickstand thing
on
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to put my kickstand back so I can run my timer for segments. And I went the wrong way with it because he's got me so frustrated over the text
Steve's
message he
fault.
Sent me.
He's like, how many miles away? It's all his fault.
Yeah, well, let me, you know.
Really? Okay.
He's deer hunting in a cabin in the woods of Georgia and all over the country now. Thousands of deer are flooding into the state of Georgia because they realize he can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Oh, my God.
That's a good phone case.
It's a good phone
case.
You
have a phone case, Zona.
Oh,
you
man.
Really do.
Here we go.
Now, my timer won't sit up now.
Oh, no. We'll lean it against something. Put it up against that thing.
Hey, since we're going to go a little bit off track.
Here we go.
Well, yeah. Look, I pulled a little kickstand out now. Phone goes this way, kickstand goes this way. All right, so Karen, what?
The Carol Burnett Show was actually on CBS from 1967 to 1978.
Wow.
Then that same year, it went to ABC and, of course, was quickly canceled. And then... It from 1990 to 91 was on NBC.
Wow.
She has been around for a while.
Well, of course,
a long time.
Carol Burnett. That show that's right up there, probably right beside
Johnny Carson show.
Oh, well, yeah, well, yeah, right. Yeah. And before she had her own show, she was on, what was it, Gary Moore? I think Gary Moore show. Yeah.
All right, so you guys have really just gotten way off point here with Carol Burnett.
Well,
and
you forgot to talk about my phone.
Kickstand on my phone.
Oh my goodness.
Let's keep our priorities straight here now.
Yeah, okay.
Still, Zona, you owe me a phone case.
Okay, kickstand on phone case versus Carol Burnett.
Okay, anyway, yeah.
Kickstand.
So we're trying to score that interview. Were you able to? The show, I think, is February the 8th, isn't it? I think.
Which one?
In
the Carol Burnett show. When she's coming here to Jacksonville, I think it's February the 8th.
I honestly don't know.
Okay. And that box there that Al Gore gave you, could you, like, run your fingers across the keyboard and maybe just like search Carol Burnett, okay, Jacksonville, yep, Florida. There you go.
Oh,
you're so focused tonight.
I'm focused on the kickstand on my phone right now.
Okay.
This is going to bother me all weekend.
Yeah,
this is
going to
bother me all weekend.
I know you obsess.
I'm probably one of the few people, mm-hmm, but maybe it's just an old guy thing that uses this kickstand on his phone case. I bet there's millennials out there that have never, ever popped this out of the back of their
phone. I would imagine that's true.
And yet I'm the one that uses it, and I allowed Steve Zona to send me over the edge, and he's sitting up there around a campfire.
He's laughing his backside
off. Eating his bowl of
beans,
you know, wearing his camo in the middle. You know what? He's probably dressed in his camo with his little camo hat on, little camo vest on, camo pants, camo boots, you know. And he's sitting there by the fire, and he's just thinking about that next deer that's going to come down the trail tomorrow morning. And then what will happen is when he needs to get up at 4 to go get in the stand, he will sleep through the entire thing. Wake up about 9 o'clock in the morning and think, oh, well, another year, missed a deer. All right, so back to political. We won't stay that long on that subject, but we were talking going into the break about the influence of PACs.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah,
we talked about, you know, Wes White got trounced basically because of a PAC unleashing a bunch of negative advertising against him when he ran for state attorney. You can add to the list the newest shot across the bow that's coming after an unannounced candidate.
Yeah.
So where does it stop?
It doesn't right now. And it's not going to stop for a long time because you can't get the politicians to change the laws that were put into place to allow the PACs in the first place. The PACs have been taken over by heavy hitter politicians and by the big donors. The big donors decided, why should we have to play with the parties? We are the ones that have the big money. We are going to put together our own PACs,
There's no limit on what you can donate to a PAC.
Exactly.
There is a limit for individual donations
to
candidates.
We'll pick our own candidates. We'll pick who we're going to back. We will spend the money the way we choose to spend it, and we're going to bypass the parties. And that is what has happened. It's become very effective. And so it is more and more difficult for the parties to raise money because the people who have the big money look at you and go, really? No, I got my own thing going on over here. They've got their own game now. So, you know, the politicians who are winning are the ones who are working with and or being chosen by these PACs.
Mark,
so they're not going to change the law.
Mark sent me a text. Mark's a regular listener here and said, Bill, what do you think the chances are that Mayor Curry will win re-election?
Mm-hmm.
I got no clue on that. I want to ask Mayor Curry or someone in that administration, what is he going to run on? What goal, what aspiration, what accomplishment is he going to run on? When he ran the first time, he ran on the idea of, I'm going to solve the PFPF, the Police and Fire Pension Fund debacle.
Well, I think
they kicked that can down the road to 2030.
No, but he's going to run on his accomplishments during the 4 years. When he decided to declare, he put out, I can't remember when that was. He did put out some information about what his goals are and things that he's accomplished. And I know that he did a speech a couple of weeks ago, right before Christmas, with Republican Women Federated, and he talked about his goals and about his accomplishments. And that's
but you being the chairman of the or former chairman of the Republican mm-hmm. Executive, you can't name an accomplishment yourself.
No, that's not true.
Name one.
Offhand, I don't know.
Right.
I haven't been thinking about it. I truly have not been thinking about
it. Use the rest of the show and think about something.
No, but
people say, well, he's brought companies here to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
The companies that have come to Jacksonville were thinking of coming to Jacksonville when Peyton was still in office.
Some of them, sure.
Yeah. Amazon was on a 9-year plan. Last time I heard, mayor runs 4 years.
And a lot of them, some of them were done in conjunction with the city of Jacksonville and the state of Florida, because
right.
there was a lot of, but that's, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with, you know, kind of.
I'm not even saying there's anything wrong with being ineffectual or doing nothing or having no goals and aspirations. But what I'm trying to say to the listeners is that you have to have something that you can go to them and say, I did this. This is why I need another term. I'm not saying he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, tell me what it is.
Honestly, I really...
You don't know, and you
and
were...
And it's not a matter of... I just truly have not thought about that campaign
okay.
at all.
Well,
not at all.
Let's
not
talk
for a long
about...
time. It was not a focus of mine during the last year. All I was thinking about was November.
So
and he wasn't involved in that at all. So.
Let's talk about what we've got going forward. If you were a candidate, regardless of whether you're an incumbent or someone who's just out there on the radar screen thinking about running,
mm-hmm.
what would you run on here in Jacksonville?
Growth, crime, you know, better neighborhoods. I don't know.
All right, let's swap those up a little bit.
The downtown issue.
Growth. You said it. Growth, crime, better neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Let's swap those around a little bit because we've got to have some priorities. Let's move crime to number one.
And infrastructure.
All right. So let's move crime to number one.
Okay.
Followed by better neighborhoods, which would then incur infrastructure.
Right.
Followed by growth. And that being said, crime is going to be a big issue in this upcoming election.
Sure. Absolutely.
And so by...
No question.
By agreeing to give the sheriff the budget that he needs,
mm-hmm.
by bringing on more cars, by reducing and eliminating the fees for officers to drive across the line. And you know what? I love the police officers we have here in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, why do we give an incentive for an officer to live in St. Johns County or Nassau County or Clay County and take a patrol car home with them
don't
to
that
county?
Don't have an answer
county.
For that. Don't, I truly don't have an answer for that.
It becomes then a convenience for the officer.
Well,
and
yeah.
I wish Steve was in
yeah.
town instead of out, you know, frivolously trying to hunt imaginary deer in the woods.
You know what? Everybody's entitled to their vacation time.
Yeah.
But you know, I got to tell you, I moved here, I don't know, 16 years ago, so whenever. And one of the first things that kind of shocked both of us was these police officers keep their cars. They get to use those vehicles 24/7. They get to park them in their own driveway. The families get to use the cars. They go to the grocery store in them. And I was shocked. I've never seen that. And I've lived in a few places across the country, and I've never seen that before.
I
don't know. I don't really necessarily get. They say that it helps eliminate crime
and I believe
cars
it does.
All over the place. I don't know.
I believe it does. I've lived here all my life, taken a few trips away.
Yeah.
The most time they've had here, they get to carry their cars home with them. And I think it does provide a service.
And it might. I don't know. I was shocked, though.
And if you ask any police officer, he'll be the first one to tell you that if they're in that car with their family and they get a call, a priority one call,
right.
they have to kick them out and react.
Exactly.
Most officers don't want to drive their cars on family errands. They just don't want to be out there with that responsibility. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. We're going to step away for a minute. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Thank you.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump at the White House today canceled his vacation to his private Florida club over the tense government shutdown. He took to Twitter this morning throwing barbs at Democrats as the talks to end the week-long partial stalemate has not shown any signs of coming to an end anytime soon. The government of El Salvador pushing back against the president's assertion that it doesn't do enough to stem immigration to the U.S. The Central American nation says it made strides in economic and social improvements to try to tamp down the root causes of the phenomenon. The sheriff leading the investigation into the shooting death of a California police officer this week took aim at so-called sanctuary laws that limit cooperation with U.S. immigration authorities. Stanislaus County Sheriff Adam Christensen told reporters Friday if the suspect that was in the country illegally had been deported, that Corporal Ronald Singh would still be alive. This is SRN News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Holiday season is busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out the new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military first responders and school employees. The original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Pritchard Road is busy in both directions from Bulls Bay Highway to the 295 West Beltway. I-95 is heavy, but it's flowing freely now, north and southbound from Southside Boulevard to Bay Meadows Road. Mostly cloudy tonight and through the weekend. Overnight, down to 63, upper 70s tomorrow. Sunshine for Monday and 78. Right now it's cloudy, 66 at Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Notice that he was sending me texts back and forth a lot from the woods up there where he's hunting.
Yes.
He's sightseeing and looking for Bambi. But notice when he broke my phone, no more text messaging because
when he broke your phone.
Well, when his actions, his ability to frustrate me from hundreds of miles away.
Hey.
So yeah. Anyway, something that's coming up really cool.
High five, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. You guys will give him an award or something.
Really. That's talent. That's talent.
Way to go, Steve. He popped a vein. Hey. You weren't even in this county.
I love it.
But the when we were on break, I got a couple more texts from folks that were really opposed to all the negative advertising, mm-hmm. and especially the negative advertising that started early.
But it works.
Well, add that to the fact that the same Marty, same person who sent me the text, said, you're right, Bill, you've got to have something that you can tell the voters, this is why you need to vote for me.
Right. There Many has times, to be some message that says, by the way, choose me because.
And it can't be, for example, we talked about Alvin Brown possibly throwing his hat in the ring for a city council seat that's at large.
Right.
And he would probably take a vast majority of the votes that he receives, not only based on performance when he was mayor, but also on name recognition.
Possibly, yeah. And I mean, it definitely is going to have an effect.
I think we need to get beyond the fact that we're voting on name recognition.
It would be wonderful to be able to get beyond that.
And
if people would pay any attention, you know, I mean, let's face it. You know, I know you know. We had a conversation earlier. It doesn't do anybody any good to put anything out there more than 2 weeks ahead of time because you're not going to hit even a 10% of the population. They don't pay any attention, and probably 50% aren't paying any attention until the last 48 hours.
You're absolutely correct, and we are a two-week town.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things that you brought up that someone, if you were running for an office now, let's say you were running, Karen was running for mayor.
God forbid.
Exactly. That you would run on, I think you said growth, then crime, then infrastructure.
Well, I was just throwing them out. So, yes, growth, crime, infrastructure, neighborhoods.
And
neighborhoods.
How do you see the administration playing down the idea that there is a very, very small, infinitesimally small number of people that want to take down the Hartbridge Expressway? How are they going to play that off?
I don't have a clue.
How is that not the Achilles heel for this campaign?
Well, there's only a certain segment of the population who gives a backside about whether or not anything happens to the Hartbridge ramp. It's only those people who use it on a regular basis. They're paying any attention to that at all. And I would venture to guess that 50% of the people who use that ramp every day haven't even heard of this.
Well, but add to that the idea that there's a vast number of people. I talk to them. I've seen them. I see them at lunch. People know that I do this show.
Right.
And they may not use that ramp, but what they're taken back by is the fact that we're spending $28 million,
mm-hmm.
or someone is, the taxpayers
somewhere
spread
online
out across the state,
and the federal government, and
the $12.5 million that came from city funding that was cut in various different areas.
Right,
that we're spending that money to take down something that isn't even close to living out its lifespan.
I don't have the inside track on what the campaign is doing or where they're coming from.
I had a guy equate it the other day when I was speaking to him to going out in your backyard and cutting down a perfectly good tree that provides excellent shade for your home,
mm-hmm.
that's alive and in no danger of falling over on your house.
Mm-hmm.
But you're cutting it down because your neighbor across the way says it blocks his ability to see the sunset. And he laid this all out to me, and I said, dude, you got to come on the show. You got to say that.
It's a good analogy.
Because what we're doing is we're taking down an expressway to satisfy Shad Khan.
It certainly would appear that way.
No, I mean, how can it appear any other way? It's not running at capacity. By taking it down and lowering it to street level, you do not cut down the number of instances of wrecks on the bridge because there's not wrecks on that portion of the bridge.
Right.
There's nothing to hit. There's nothing to
hit
you.
There's nothing to hit.
It's one
nothing,
way in both directions.
There's nothing to obstruct. There's nothing to. There's no stoplights making you stop. Continually.
But there will be when they take it down to street level.
If you go down to street level, there's going to be something. There's going
to
be something.
Why wasn't this brought up as a vote before the city council?
I don't have a clue.
And why shouldn't it be? And why can't it be going forward?
I don't know that answer. I don't know why it couldn't be going forward. I would think that if enough citizens pay attention and make a fuss about it, you know, like it's possible that something like that could be done.
Well, they're talking about having it finished before the next, let's say, 2 years. So I guess they were talking about having it finished before the 2020 season.
You know, this would have been a good question when Congressman Rutherford was here, because he helped to secure the federal money. I don't know the answer. Yeah. I honestly do not know the answer.
No,
again, I haven't paid that much attention to that side of politics.
Congressman Rutherford is a very intelligent, usually reasonable, forethinking man. Why would he secure the funding for something no one wants?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that he knows that nobody wants it. I don't know if that's the case or not. I think he was involved in helping to get that money. I mean, Congress voted for however much money to come from the federal government for the project, and obviously he represents that part of Jacksonville. So I don't know what discussions were. I have no clue.
All right. So get ready. Soon there will be an implosion of the old city hall, which became the city hall annex.
That's right. That's coming up in January, right?
January 20th on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The streets will be blocked off.
And they're waiting to see if it topples into the river the river runs deep underneath.
Well, there's a couple of things. The Blackstone building is right directly across the street, 11-story building. If you measure it off, one is a 16-story building with an elevator pit at the top, which basically makes it an 18-story building.
Okay.
And then you've got that within, 150 yards of a of a 11-story building.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the people that do these implosions are miracle workers.
It's amazing what they can do.
I wonder what their extent is going to be when they're working in a situation where they are over a gelatinous substrate, mud and the silt that's there at the edge of the river. One portion of me wants to see it become a catastrophic failure. just because of the fact that it isn't... It's been a part of my life. My father worked there for decades and decades and decades. He was on the 13th floor. Public works, everything was all there in Jacksonville or in that city hall building. So in one respect, it's like losing a piece of my childhood when that goes away. The courthouse the same way. They're tearing the courthouse down by conventional methods.
Yeah.
I question if tearing the city hall would not have been better to tear it down by conventional methods, starting from the top down. But
an engineering question.
One of our listeners brought up something that the Aspergillus mold that is just running rampant through that building, plus the asbestos, which generates asbestosis. Unless they're going to, when they implode that building, as with any building, there is a huge, immense cloud of dust.
Yeah, which contains
Twin Towers.
Yes, thank you. That came down. I mean, the people who
for a couple of years after that, they were finding DNA parts and things of that on the roofs of other buildings around
and all those Trade people who were breathing in all of that stuff, all kinds of cancers and so on.
Which
and so
is
forth.
One of the excuses why they're saying that there will not be any public viewing areas downtown. But what you don't think about is that. Once the implosion is over, once the dust settles at street level, you're still going to have all of that dust that's in every crack and crevice on every one of those major buildings around there, that's on the rooftops of those buildings. It's settled
streets.
Everywhere so that the next gust of wind that comes along is going to keep that airborne. I had someone write me on the I'm Speaking Plainly Facebook page and say that level of dust may exist for years, years after the implosion. And what are they going to do about those folks that may or may not be affected by the Aspergillus mold that's going to get carried into Springfield and some of the other buildings downtown? The Berkman Plaza should be very concerned. If the wind happens to be blowing out of the west that day towards the east, they're going to get coated with all of that stuff. Their balconies, their rooftops, their cars,
absolutely.
Everything. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. We're going to step away for a couple of minutes. The phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255.
This was depressing.
Yeah, we'll finish out the segment. We've got about another 14 minutes. We're trying to make it happy here for the last show of 2018 and working into the 2019 era. Join us on the backside, won't you?
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Talk Radio WBOB is looking forward to 2019. 2019 brings changes to the WBOB lineup. Ed Dean brings you the only local morning talk show in Jacksonville from 6 to 9 a.m. Financial Issues answers your money questions and gives you actionable facts every weekday from 9 till noon. Dennis Prager with a reasoned and honest approach from noon till 3 p.m. The Savage Nation passionately unearths the truth about liberalism from 3 till 5. Ask the Experts rotates through knowledgeable and interesting subjects such as real estate, finances, the law, and much more from 5 till 6. Mark Levin, one of the country's most respected conservative commentators from 6 till 9 p.m. A solid lineup for solid information for all of 2019. No matter where you listen, from Georgia to Orlando, from AM 600 to 101.1 FM, to our mobile app or streaming on the internet, and everything in between, WBOB is Talk Radio.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, January 5th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, January 5th at 6 p.m., it's the Hall of Heroes Mini Comic-Con at Mosh at the Museum of Science and History. And Sunday, January 6th at 10 a.m., it's the Orange Park Farmers and Art Market at the Town Hall Park on Park Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Sunday, Jacksonville Jaguars face the Houston Texans. Broadcast starts 12:45 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back. The last 10 minutes of I'm Speaking Plainly 2018.
Oh, that's right.
And you are my last guest of this year. How's that make you feel? Pretty proud of that.
I'm honored.
Why are you laughing? Well, it was funny.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Yesterday when I called you and I said, hey, do you want to come in and do the last show
tomorrow?
I said I had two guests lined up, two to compliment Sheriff Rutherford, actually, after we had that you and I had the phone conversation. And I specifically said, do you want to come in? And you said, you only want me to come in because you've got nobody else.
That's true. I did say that.
And unfortunately, it happened to be true at the time.
It was true. I know it was.
The last show of 2018, and you mentioned it when we went into break. We were getting kind of doomy and gloomy, but I got a text message that actually kind of cheered me up.
Yes.
And that was Steve Zona for Republican Executive Committee Chair.
I'd vote for you, Steve.
I'd vote for him, too. Now, legally, we did a little research during the break, and he can be FOP.
Sure.
President, and be the chairman of the Republican Executive Committee.
Absolutely. Although, in order to be chairman, you have to be a member first. And so that's, you know, we just elected somebody. So
he's not a Republican member of the Republican Executive Committee?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow. So he's kind of a rhino then?
No.
Well, he's a Republican in name only.
No.
He looks like a rhino.
Out of all of the
He's as big as a rhino.
No, I'm not. No way am I going there. No, he's not. He's a good-looking guy, actually. Out of 200 and however many.
I got her phone number for you, Sookie, if you need.
He's married.
I know. That's his wife's name. I got your phone number. I'm going to pass along to her there.
228,000 registered Republicans. You know, like 150 of them are members of the REC. It doesn't mean everybody else is a rhino. Quite to the contrary. We got rhinos sitting in the REC.
So, that was brought to light by the last election. How did that make, I wanted to get off of doom and gloom, but I got to ask you this question. How did it make you feel to know that many of those people that said to your face, yeah, I'm going to vote for you and you got no problem, obviously didn't? You expected it, I think, to a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent I did. I'll tell you, there is nothing in the world there are very few things in the world that make you see things, changes your perspective than being the chairman of a local county party.
Chairman of a train wreck.
Oh, dear God. It's a constant battle. There's always somebody out to get you. There's always somebody waiting to make some bizarre accusation. There's so many people who want something. There's so much going on. I don't even want to get into a lot of it, but I mean, it is a 7 day a week train wreck, like you said. It is constant, and the fact that, and you learn about betrayal really early on, So this is nothing new.
So
it is nothing new.
The Republican Party here in Duval County, you could say, have a shared goal, but a divided path. Is there some pretty serious splits?
That is true throughout the nation. I was going back and forth. There were a few people. There were like four people on the REC who were kind of like the henchmen from the establishment. They spent the last 2 years just pounding, and they were like truly the henchmen. And I was talking with Joe Gruters, who is. Was a Florida representative, now a Florida senator. He was the chairman and then the co-chairman of the Trump campaign for 2018 for the state of Florida. Great guy, and he is most likely about to become in January the RPOF chairman, the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida.
Right.
Really. I think he's very dynamic, and I think he's going to do an amazing job. Probably the one thing that I will miss is that I won't be able to be on the Republican Party of Florida executive committee to work with him. But I was having a conversation with him on the phone, and we were, he was kind of taking a jab at me. Oh, yeah, so you really, you cut into the candidates, really? I'm like, oh, my God. No, I did not. Let me give you a couple of names. And I told the name of the two henchmen, and he went, oh, yeah, okay, I gotcha. But we were having this conversation. He goes, Karen, I went through the exact same thing. He's been the chairman of Sarasota County for 10 years. For the first 6 years, this was constant attacks, constant trying to destroy your reputation,
what we called the circular firing squad during the last presidential cycle.
And it's the same kind of thing, only on a much huger scale for President Trump. It's the exact same thing, and he went through it for 6 years. And any time throughout the nation, when a county tries to get away from that establishment control, this happens. It is not new. You think the Democrats have the patent for dirty tricks and all the rest of it? Oh, heck no. No. Rhinos are just as good at it. Trust me on this one.
Well, it's a reason why,
and it's throughout counties throughout Florida right now today, and throughout the nation. Whenever you try to pull away from that establishment, it's relentless, absolutely relentless.
Is it because there's so much money in it?
I don't think so. For people in an executive committee, it's not so much the money as it is the power,
and the power
the fiefdoms.
The power is apparently worth money. We're seeing situations where you know, people have $1 million, $2 million,
yeah,
$2,600,000 pledged to them.
Oh yeah,
for
yeah,
a
yeah,
job
yeah.
that's only going to pay about $240,000 a year for four years.
Right. But those aren't. I mean, those aren't really the people who are the executive committee.
No.
These are the smaller players.
The
yeah.
seven families that run Jacksonville.
Well, but they're not the ones who are really calling the shots for the executive committee.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But it all boils down to politics being nasty.
Politics are nasty. I mean, you know that. You know that from the start. And in order to do that kind of job, you really, truly, and it's true for being on city council or being the mayor or being the sheriff, too, you have got to be strong enough to just let people just constantly attack you and the slings and the arrows coming all day long. And you have got to be strong enough to say to yourself, I don't care. This is where I'm going. This is my goal. This is my path. And you are not pulling
you
away
from
me.
You have to have a very strong life to be a public figure.
You must have a strong sense of self. I think that's one thing that I've always been blessed with, is I've had a very, very strong sense of myself. I know who I am. I know what I want. I know what I believe in, and I know where I'm trying to go. And you can say whatever nasty, rotten thing you want to say about me. I mean, I've been called everything but a child of God. Trust me on this one. And yet, I don't care. I don't care. This is where I'm going. This is my mission, and I don't care. I don't care. And people go, well, no, obviously you do care. Not really. No. You can say anything you want about me. I don't care. I'm not here because of what you say about me or don't say about me. I am here because I am trying to get these things accomplished. And while I couldn't turn the boat totally around in very heavy current, I got a lot accomplished, and I'm very proud of that. I understand that now they're walking around telling people that, oh my God, it was such a stagnant 2 years, stagnant my backside. But that's the way it is. It's politics, and it's nasty, and it's rotten. And it's filled with some really, really good people, and sometimes it's really hard for the really good people to rise above because they're constantly being pulled down by the rotten.
That being said, as we travel towards the end of this show... And trying to be a kinder, gentler show in the last few minutes. Do you have any aspirations or desires to do it again or to stay?
I'm still going to be very active. There were committees and initiatives that I had planned, that I had put into place as chairman, but they didn't necessarily run through the Republican Party per se. You know, you just make a lot of contacts and you work with people. And so we've got a lot of things that are ongoing that will not stop. And we've got a couple of other things that may be happening in the next couple of months here that will be interesting.
Well, we have a lot of exciting times ahead in Duval County and Jacksonville. We've got a mayor's race. I really want to stress this idea that you guys mark your calendars January 12th.
This is going to be big.
2 weeks from tonight. It's going to be big. Need you to be on board. Need you to be out there listening. Need you to be making phone calls in. It's going to be a great night. Probably the best show starting off of a year that I've done in the last 6 years.
Very
you
cool.
guys that are out there partying and having a good time, and you're going to walk into this new year, 2019, do it safely. Drink responsibly if you're going to drink at all, and please don't drink and drive. This is I'm Speaking Plainly for the last time in 2018. Good night.